Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Simon, how you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm very good indeed. Listen, we'll see as much as we can fit in now till about 3 o'clock. There's going to be loads coming in. Here's one here on text. Look, great endings of songs. Stone Roses, I Am the Resurrection. You've said before that you don't really get it, but I think their amazing jam proves and represents their own resurrection. Thanks, says Alan. No, I do. It's just that I think... let's talk about that song, because obviously that one's going to come up. Thing about that one is that it's about 8 minutes long, and the jam kind of wig out at the end is all very well. And I believe it's a one-take thing, and that's fine. I do like it, and it stops and all the rest. But the fact is, the build up to the chorus is so huge, and they really only kind of do it once, right in the middle, or one little chunk. And I kind of think that's cool. After that, yeah, whatever. Anyway, I don't know why I'm saying all that, because what we're going to talk about here is songs with endings. Because over the past few weeks, we've run through greatest opening lines of songs, vocal performances, guitar solos, bass riffs, drum beats, keyboards, brass, all the rest. Today, it's time for something that can be as simple as the final lyric in a song or as epic as a 5 minute guitar solo. So that gives up the time question I was going to ask. Simon of 8 Radio, you with me now to join me, sort of, I don't know, outros, modern music. So basically, 51552. Off you go, Simon.
Okay, well, we're going to start with the first album that I ever bought. So it would have been whatever, short pants going into Golden Discs in Dunleary to buy Adam and the Ants' Prince Charming. And one of my favourite tracks from it, I think. And it's one of those things that probably it's an extra that kind of takes you by surprise, really. And it's the extra off one of the tracks that wasn't one of the singles. It wasn't Prince Charming or anything, or Antrap or any of that stuff. It was a track called Scorpios that then many, many years later, I totally forgot about the track and the album till it was used. I think it was Miles Dungan used to use it as the outro music on his programme on Radio 1, and it brought me back to using Scorpios.
As in, there's a gang in every town, I say that the rules be turned around. Listen here from one who knows, be fearless just like the Scorpios. That's written down, I didn't know that. That sounds like an ending, all right. Okay, move on. Guns N' Roses, Paradise City, you were talking about, yeah?
And this is the thing, is that there's some songs that end very, very quickly. So Scorpios is a great example of one that ends very, very quickly. You mentioned I'm the Resurrection that ends eventually. And but there's tracks like this, like Guns N' Roses, and an awful lot of Guns N' Roses tracks end in a ball of flame, but it takes them a while to get there. But I think Paradise City is their best example of it. You could have done Sweet Child of Mine or Welcome to the Jungle, but I think Paradise City is probably the best example.
Okay, I'm going to give you a bit of that now, but I'll never get all of these in because there's just going to be too much. Seconds to go at that or more, you know. And basically it's everybody wigging out as much as they can, including Axel, because all he can do is vocals, hold on. Just keeps going. Alright, so while that's still playing in the background, I suppose one of the most famous ones has to be the end of Sgt. Pepper's, does it?
Yeah, you got to do Day in the Life. You really have to do Day in the
Life. Wait a minute, do you want me to do the whole 80 seconds? Yeah, hold on.
See, just today, no, I think, again, we'll just take a sample of, but it's the idea that they put so much work into the end of it. But they said, okay, what we have is we've got one chord, but we want to make this one chord into something huge. And they all got involved, and George Martin is playing three pianos at the same time, and they're all given this one chord loads. And it's as if you needed to do anything more to get this to the end of the Day in the Life.
Seconds of this one chord to go all the way. A Day in the Life. It ends Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band for the Beatles. Right, where are we going next?
I think that's great. I really, really love that. Do you know, we're going to get... you could probably spend all of your life on these in just doing prog rock or big hair rock outros, right? So I've kind of tried to be vaguely selective when it came to all of this. But one of the ones that immediately sprang to mind for me when we started thinking about doing this bit was an Oreo Speedwagon track, right? And it's called Roll With The Changes. Probably their biggest hit, but definitely their biggest outro.
Okay. Wait a minute, there's two more minutes left of this, yeah? I'm amazed you haven't come up with any sudden endings yet, because there's one that mentions the Ramones there. Oh no, it just says Rockaway Beach, and Rockaway Beach ends, but then it comes back.
Yes, false endings is a whole different category. It's almost a sub-genre within endings of records.
A full thing on that. Hold on, let's just keep going here. It's all about wigging out on the guitar. Listen.
Oh, see, this is the thing. See, you have to.
Wrenching everything from it. Okay, that's Oreo Speedwagon Roll With The Changes is what it's called. Okay, now give us another one.
Well, here's one. This is a fairly sudden ending, but it's a great ending. It's the only one. It's Another Girl, Another Planet, which is I think is a cracking tune. It's like a girl from Yugoslavia.
Another planet.
This is the way with a lot of stuff. As time went on, there was a rebellion against the 3 or 4 minute wig out at the end of a song, and it had to be right. We come in, we play the song, we stop, we go home. Another planet, who's
holding you down? Another planet. Now that's an ending.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm a big fan of that type of an ending. Like, you know, I know that there's some, and it's even probably if you're at a gig, you love the big endings and everything explodes and the drummer is throwing sticks and there's fireworks and everything, you know. But when you listen to a record, it's like, do it, end it.
Okay, listen, I have that Ramones one, Rockaway Beach. You ready? Here goes. I love it. Okay, that's the Ramones. Okay, let's get back to something else now. Prince, you were going to mention. Let's go crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when we did best intros a long time back, we talked about Let's Go Crazy because it has that spoken word, that almost like, you know, sermon from the pulpit thing going on as well. But it also, like many of Prince's songs, and when you think that, I think Let's Go Crazy, is it off Purple Rain? No, I may be mistaken on that. But he did like a big ending as well with lots of flames and purple and people dancing around and him getting to be Prince.
Well, let's give us about a minute of that then. Let's go crazy, Prince. Okay, fair enough. There's a lot of endings like that, all right, from the past, where the roadies will be looking at their watch going, jeez, I wish you'd hurry up, the pubs are about to close. Okay.
Exactly, they're already packing up the kit and they're going, come on, for the love of God, will you do this? Like, you know. Yeah. But as I said...
Can I do an AC/DC?
I was going to say, well, let's do Highway to Hell then, because if you're in that land of huge, huge endings and roadies being disgusted, AC/DC is going to be one of them. This is Highway to Hell. And I'm going to...
Highway. can see Wayne and Garth when I see that. Okay, AC/DC, Highway to Hell it is. 51552, we're talking to Simon Marr, and we're talking endings of songs, as if you didn't know. Where are you going next?
But as at least in some of these songs, there is an ending. Some of them tend to not really end at all. And the next two, I suppose, you can almost pair them together, which is Hotel California and Freebird. And Hotel California probably is one of those tracks. Even I think most people have a copy of that double live Eagles album from back in the day, where the version of Hotel California that's on it, the live version, goes on for about a week. And Freebird always went on for about a week. So these were examples of, I was going to say, the worst excesses of this. But sometimes it works.
All right, I'm going to give you a bit of what you'll call the ending, but I'm not going to get to the end because it's just too much. So hold on. First of all, that first one you mentioned. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Going, it fades, of course. So yeah, right, okay, fair enough. I was just wondering. Okay, Hotel California. I'll just give you a little bit of the Freebird one. It was a little less sedate. Have to do another one on guitar outros.
Well, the story goes that what used to happen was in those days, Lynyrd Skynyrd would might be played two or three gigs in a night, and Ronnie Van Zant used to like to go and, let's say, take a comfort break. So he would sing his Won't You Fly High Freebird, and then he was gone for 7 or 8 minutes to have a sandwich and whatever else that he may have wanted to have between songs, let's say, in his gigs. And that's why that whole thing was written.
God, yeah. I remember once being in Detroit with a bunch of people, and we went to see, that's a long story, what's his name? Billy Joel. And I have no real interest in everybody else. Anyway, we came back to the hotel, and the band was still playing on stage, and who was sitting there having a pint? Billy Joel. Like, the band was still doing their thing, and he got back there and was going, wait a minute, what are you doing there? And then we had a ridiculous night. Okay, anyway, that's Lynyrd Skynyrd, Freebird. Now, let me think. Yeah,
I'm going to go very different. We're going to go very different next because we're going to do two that are much more contemporary and two that I suppose are very, very different in style, because there's ways that sometimes you're telling a story and you want to put an end on a story. You want to do beginning, middle and an end. And in fairness, St. Vincent, is one of the best at that, at doing that whole world of telling a story, but then knowing where it is to stop. And on New York, which is one of my favourite St. Vincent tracks, I think she does that particularly well. Mm. But it's a very, very different way to the way you'd end Highway to Hell or the way you'd end Hotel California.
Well, let's take a blast. This is the last 30 seconds of the song. You mentioned New York from St. Vincent.
I have lost a hero.
Is it not about a relationship with Cara Delevingne?
Well, so they said. Well, so they, yeah, there was numerous stories went around at the time. She says herself it's a composite story. It's about a whole bunch of relationships, and really it's about New York itself.
Do you know, there's one there now, which is Kurt Cobain screaming Adonial over and over and over and over at the end of Smells Like Teen Spirit. Good point indeed. Yeah, absolutely. I think I have that. So yeah, look, here we go. Look, that's just came in by text. 51552. Now that's an ending, most definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the thing. And there is no reason at all why you can't absolutely have everything blow up at the end, as long as you get there. I think this is probably the trick, is to make sure that you get there.
I never thought of that. What was I going to say? Here's a question for you. Squeeze, Up the Junction, and also Roxy Music's Virginia Plain, their first one. What's the connection between those two in terms of what we're talking about here? Have you any idea?
It's song title is only comes up at the very, very end.
Yeah, the last words of the, both Up the Junction and what do you call it? Virginia Plain.
Virginia Plain.
Are just those, are the actual titles of the song. They're never mentioned in any other parts. Like, this is really like Minds of Guinness closing time nonsense. Okay, where are we going?
That's quantity trivia. Yeah. Eminem, and again, Eminem, I think, is a particularly good storyteller. And I think this is part of, I suppose, peak Eminem was when Stan came out. But it's the great telling of a story. And he uses that great, almost soap opera idea that what you do is you've got the, the very dramatic statement at the end and then cut to credits or whatever.
Just before I play, when you say peak Eminem, who was the band that was in here? What is it? They have a demo tape single, but they're not sure about it yet. It's called I Peaked as a Fetus. Anyway, here's Eminem's Stan.
Dear Stan, I meant to write you sooner, but I've just been busy. You said your girlfriend's pregnant now. How far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that intentionally, just to diss you. But what's the you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that clowning, dog. Come on, how can you bitch you? You got some issues, Stan. I think you need some counseling to help your from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's the about us meant to be together? That's like it'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other, but maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy. I seen this one on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk, and she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was... It was you. Damn.
Damn.
I think that's really good. I think that's really, really good. I think that that works very, very well. But that, and that's drama. You can put drama into a song.
Yeah, that lit up everything. 20 years ago now, isn't it? 99 or 2000. Anyway, okay, that's Eminem from Stan. No, sorry, that's Stan from Eminem. Sorry, yes, indeed. Okay, give us one more before the break, which is...
Radiohead, okay. Karma Police. Yeah.
The ending of Karma Police. I mean, remember the video, your man running along in front of the car. Hold on a second. What?
That's how you do it.
That's Karma Police going down the plug hole. Okay, I'll tell you, I might as well get this one out of the way because I know there's going to be a lot of people looking for it now. Like, it is. There's Wayne and Garth. This weekend, I think it might be. There's a question. What are the last words sung in Bohemian Rhapsody? Any way the wind blows. I would have got that wrong, but I remember it now, haven't heard it. Okay, 51552, song endings with Simon Marr. Will I take the break now, Simon? I will, yeah. Give everybody a chance to make a cup of tea.
Dave Fanning, weekend on 2FM.
Right, Simon, are you still there, yeah?
Okay, I am indeed, yes.
As much as we can then. In terms, just a couple of things here. You two stay, as in stay far away, so close. Just the bang and the clatter as an angel. Hold on a second, I will give that a blast and see what it's like. Where am I now? I've lost it. Have I? God Almighty, that there.
Just the bang and the clatter as an angel hits the ground.
Yeah, it just ends.
Yeah, I'll grant you that one. I had, for my U2 track, I had looked at Where the Streets Have No
Name. Okay, I'm going to get to that in a second, but I just want to mention this one, which came in on text as well, at 51552. And it's The End of Life on Mars by David Bowie.
What you have
to hear is like the end of it, and you have to hear the phone ringing, and he answers the phone. Now, you really have to kind of turn your radios up for this one because it's not that easy, but it's easy enough to hear in some ways. Hold on. Here, I'll give you that again.
Oh,
There you go, Life on Mars. A lot of people would not have noticed that in the past. Pixies, they have the best endings, says that text there. Okay, where were you going to go with that? You mentioned something there. What you mention?
No, I was talking about U2. Because you had played Stay. And I thought, Where the Streets Have No Name? But there was four or five different U2 tracks that I could have picked. But just because I like the track so much, I think Where the Streets Have No Name works particularly well.
Okay. Pretty powerful, all right, no doubt about it. Where the Streets Have No Name, that's U2. Now, what
Bono,
else?
Bono's in a taxi and gone, long before Edge finishes there. He's gone. He's eating chips.
He's back at the bar. Okay, go on.
Meatloaf. Now, if you're looking for understated, Meatloaf is not possibly the direction to go in. Jim Steinman in general is probably not the direction you want to go in. But on Bat Out of Hell, which was, I think the album was in the charts for like 5 or 10 years, probably, it's again, we talked about peak Eminem earlier on. This is peak Steinman and peak Meatloaf.
Yeah, because it's big musical kind of stuff, isn't it? You know,
it was even written. Yeah. It was written, I think Steinman wrote it for a musical that he was doing at the time, and eventually then it became the back of Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell, the album.
Before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.
I presume somebody's going to point out, that's a real motorbike.
And the thing I want everybody to remember with most of these songs is you've got to somehow overlay thank you very much and good night.
Indeed.
At the end of all of these songs.
Good night, it's Dublin, or wherever it happens to be,
exactly.
Even if they're in Slane. It's never Guns N' Roses said, how are you, Dublin? Anyway, listen, hold on a second. What was I going to say? Yeah, listen, we don't have an awful lot of time. I know you have an awful lot of other examples, so pick whatever you like. It's up to you, Simon.
Let's go with Blur's Beetlebum.
Blur's Beetlebum, okay.
Yeah, I think this is a good one because there was a number of Blur tracks I could have gone with, but I think the ending of Beetlebum, just because the song is so mad,
it
makes it a particularly good ending, yes.
Gone. Yeah.
That's how to do it.
Okay.
That's how to do it.
Keep going.
Yes. Yeah. We mentioned Stone Roses earlier.
I'll get to that in a second or two because that's 4 minutes worth.
Probably. We'll start that at about 5 to 3 and go on from there. Who's Won't Get Fooled Again. Now, the Who, again, not necessarily known for their short, snappy 2.5 minute long songs. They liked a little bit of this, and definitely on Won't Get Fooled Again, they wanted to take this one out for as long as they possibly could.
The old boss.
that's an ending, all right. Hold on. Is there any more? There. Oh, very
there
good.
It is.
Okay,
and good. I have to say, if you ever do the best final line in a song, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, sang with that venom, is particularly good, I think.
Okay, there's one here, there's a text here, it says, The Cure, Love Cats, the final note. So here we go. Are you ready for this? That's the one, like, it sounds like the cat's playing the piano.
Oh, the screech sounds very good.
There you go, the Paul and the
like
piano.
That.
Okay,
like
so where else do you want to go?
I want to do two Irish ones. I want to do Whipping Boy and I want to do The Frames if I can. So Whipping Boy's Heartworm, 26 years old, went on reissue this week. It's an amazing album. And there's three or four really, really good extras that I could have picked. But I've probably picked the best known of the extras on it, which is the very end of We Don't Need Nobody Else.
Yeah, the songs are vast flourishes of emotion. No room for petty trivialities here. Whipping Boy songs are about confronting the dark side of human nature. I'm reading that from the little sticker on the cover of the album that I have in front of me as a CD, which is written by Everett True for Melody Maker. So, We Don't Need Nobody Else. This is the ending.
We don't need nobody else.
Nobody else. The Whipping Boy album Heartworm is currently on re-release thingamabob with lots of reissue-y stuff and two CDs etc. Now Simon, The Frames, you mentioned Revelate, yeah?
The Frames, yeah. This is a no disco favourite. Yeah. Video recorded in the post office down the road in Donnybrook.
Yeah, using the CCTV camera, yeah.
Oh, absolutely, but bringing a song to an end again, and we found there are people in our list here today who are particularly good at it, and there's a note, there's a chord at the end that you can do that makes the song have a very definite end, and Revelate has that.
Right, okay. Well, I think some of my endings here maybe it might be too long. Maybe I should just have the last 10 seconds. This is good though.
This time I need your revelation. Much to take. This time I need a revelation. Sometimes it's easy just to hate. Sometimes I need a revelation now. Sometimes I
Boom! The Frames, it's absolutely it is. Revelation is what it's called. Yeah, okay.
And you know, there's real echoes of the denial at the end of Smells Like Teen Spirit in that when Hanson is shouting, sort of redeem yourself in it as well.
Okay, here's a different one altogether, which is just perfect. Hold on, there's plenty of it in there. It's Martha by Tom Waits.
Beautiful.
I'm trembling close to you, and just that beautiful last line that gets there. Great love song. The last line, come up here now and hang. That's perfect.
And I remember quiet evenings trembling close to you.
Come on, Tom. Tom Waits, it is Martha. Now, how about hit me with your rhythm stick?
Hit me! Hit me!
Now this one ends so suddenly you'll just think the needle fell off the record.
Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me.
So where are you going, Simon?
And do you know, and it's one of those things, I think some people will think that it's like a lack of imagination. There was a school of thought at the time that having songs ending suddenly like that was like, oh no, you just don't have the imagination to bring it to an end. But I am absolutely huge fan of this. The exact opposite of the end of Hit Me With The Rhythm Stick is Rush's Spirit of Radio, which is a track that I love anyway, but it definitely, you could definitely say that it comes in, it stays for quite some considerable time, and it takes its time leaving.
I think we had this last week for the drumming thing with Johnny. I think we might have, actually, yeah. Because I just laugh at Geddy Lee's voices, vocals. Now that's Wayne and Gabby.
Thank you very much. For not.
We're not worthy. Okay,
but there's a great. Apparently, when they wrote that whole thing about the echo to the sound of salesmen was all about that whole idea of bands saying, you know, good night Springfield, there will be no encore.
Right.
Was written about that because they used to drive them mad when the support bands would do that and say, hey, yours is the best town we've ever been to. That stuff, and that's where it came from.
Okay, anything left? Do you have more? Do you?
Oh, yeah, Madness. Can we do a little bit of Madness?
We can.
Do time to do Madness. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. One Step Beyond. So this is the cover version, but it's one that they kind of took from Prince Buster and pretty much made it their own.
And I just thought I never got to the bits of the Stone Roses. Here, I'll try this ending. Rolling Stones.
Oh, Candles, Get What You Want.
It just kind of parties out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With the Celestial singing. And it keeps going in that vein. What about this one? Expect somebody there with a few big cymbals, bigger than the person themselves, crashing together. Simon, by the way, Simon and Garfunkel, that is. Well, it's another, lots of Simons on the programme today, actually. We had one just 10 minutes ago, half an hour ago. So, Simon, listen, Simon Marr from Made Radio, listen, thanks a million, Simon, for talking to us on the programme today and getting us through all this. That was Simon and Garfunkel, of course, Bridge Over Troubled Water. There's one here that says, the Pistols know how to end a song, loads of feedback and chaos, says Colm in Cork. Indeed, absolutely. There were so many more we could have played. But look, it's time to get out of here, so I will. Stephen's going to take you up for the afternoon. Simon, good luck. Take it easy, right?
Take it easy.
Thanks a million.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.